Round one of the Sheffield Shield season is in the books. It was an important round for a lot of players and for some coaches as well. And Phil Jakes, the coach of New South Wales, has been good enough to join us this afternoon on SEN. Phil, thanks for your time.
Hey, boys, how are you going?
Hey, we're great. 134 to win. It was looking a bit wobbly at 5 for 54.
Yeah, a couple of little nervous moments there for sure. But, you know, if you wanted anyone to come to the crease at that stage, it was the skipper, Peter Neville. He's a man that doesn't get flustered very easily. And, you know, him and Daniel Hughes got us across the line with a great partnership, which was fantastic. You know, they didn't leave it up to the bowlers to do the batter's job and got the job done.
The Gabba wicket itself, I mean, the state of wickets here in Victoria, as you're probably across, have been a hot topic with the game between the Vics and SA. But the Gabba wicket, I was watching a bit of the stream, there seemed to be a bit in it for a while.
Yeah, the Gabba's always a great cricket wicket. There are very few draws up there. There's always a little bit happening for the bowlers, and you know the batters have got to bat really well to make runs on it. I think it's a fantastic Shield wicket, and there's generally a good result out of it. No one wants to see boring draws. No one wants to see one aspect dominating the other too greatly. So yeah. You know, a good contest between bat and ball is always good.
So from a coach's point of view, what in your mind makes a good Shield wicket? Is it something similar to what you had at the Gabba?
I just think as long as there's something for everyone, I think over the course of the 4 days, that makes a good cricket wicket. You know, I think if there's a window for all types of cricketers to be able to shine and show their skills and showcase their ability, I think that's what you want to see in a good cricket wicket. You know, you want to see something that offers a bit for the quicks up front, and you want to see something that you can make runs on with a bat, and something that turns hopefully late in the game. You know, that's the ideal wicket. You know, the Gabba was definitely more seam bowler friendly than the spinners really playing much of a part. But it was, you know, it was still a really good cricket wicket and something that we were able to get a result on.
You mentioned Peter Neville and you also mentioned Dan Hughes as being the two men that sort of got you to victory in the end. For Dan, 2 tons in different formats and a 66 not out in this game to start the season. He always feels like he's around the mark at the start of the summer in the last 3 or 4 years when we're talking about players who might make a move over the course of a summer. Dan always feels like he's part of that conversation, but he's just never quite taken that next step or been given that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, Dan's a fantastic player and I think he's improving all the time. He's getting better and better. You know, he's definitely an Australian player. There's no question about that. I can't really understand why he hasn't been in more conversations around the Australian side. I think you know, he's been a very good player for a very long time, very consistent. You know, and we love him. We love having him opening the batting for us, but we would definitely love to see him take that next step as well. And, you know, as you said, his performances through the first part of the year have been pretty exceptional, to be honest. And, you know, hopefully a big score or two over the next couple of games, you know, might put his name, you know, back in front of the selectors' eyes again. But, you know, he's certainly ready to go and a good enough player to make that jump.
One of the other players crucial in the victory was Harry Conway. He's finished last year really strongly, 10 for the game, which were career best figures. And I think if anyone's seen Harry play, and Phil, obviously you get the opportunity to see him day in, day out, it just seems like the sort of guy that as a coach and as a captain that you could just really lean on to push in for a long spell and he'd give you everything he's got.
Yeah, over the last couple of years, Harry's really improved. You know, he's got a really repeatable action. He bowls consistent areas. He's a very consistent performer. And, you know, as you said, in this game, he had an outstanding game and got the rewards from a really good team bowling performance across the board. And, you know, we really built pressure from both ends. And, you know, Harry was relentless with his lengths and his lines. And he got the rewards up there, which was great. You know, he's always up and about. He brings a lot to the team. Harry, he's a character.
Yeah.
You know, players love playing with him, and you know, he's good to have around in that team.
Phil Jakes, the coach of New South Wales, joining me here on SEN. The other one I did want to ask you about from this game was David Warner. Just to come back to play back in Australian conditions after a pretty tough Ashes series, his century was a watchful one, was it? 221 balls. He felt like he had to do it the hard way.
Yeah, I mean, there was very bowler-friendly conditions, and you know that was as good a 100 as you're going to see in tough conditions under as you said, coming off a bit of a lean tour or a very lean tour in the Ashes by his standards. But you know, he got back to what David does best, which is play the ball right with good intent. you know, and he was watchful in the areas where it was in the bowler's favour. And you know, that's his recipe. It always has been. When you know, when the bowler gets offline, he whacks it. If they're bowling a good area, he keeps it out. And you know, he showed immense concentration. You know, to bat in some really tough conditions, and it was great to see him go and make 100.
And is it the sort of 100, you think, Phil, that, you know, with our Australian summer not too far away from starting about a month and a bit now, that will hold him in good stead?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. He'll get a lot of confidence out of that. And but I think it is a nice little reminder to selectors how good he is. You know, when he's on, I think, you know, there wasn't too many players that could have made 100 like that in those conditions up there first up. And he played beautifully. And you know, he really was the rock that we built our innings around, and gave us a first innings lead, and you know, and that really set us up for the fixture going forward.
I was reading some reports yesterday afternoon, and rather than speculate, I'm best off just asking you. You'd know better than us at the moment. What's the state of play with the SCG wicket? I was reading some reports late last night that the next Shield game might need to move.
I haven't heard about the next one yet. I know that this first one's definitely moving. We're yep. having to play it at Drummoyne. You know, with only 3 or 4 days' notice, it is desperately disappointing for the players. We all love to play at the SCG, and you know, we want to play as many games as we can there. You know, it's the home of cricket in New South Wales, and you know, and we really do like playing at the SCG, as everyone that has ever experienced it does. You know, but unfortunately, they you know, with the football season pretty close to where we are now, I think they struggle to grow a bit of grass on the square, and you know, they need to go and work harder at getting that grass right, and hopefully we can get out there for our next Shield game.
Phil, just before I let you go, the current format of the Australian domestic summer, where we've got some one dayers up front, and then we pause in a way to play a couple of red ball games, and then we go back to it, and we've got obviously the Big Bash in the middle of it as well. From your point of view, is it ideal at the moment? Is there another way that you'd like to look at the domestic summer being laid out?
I think it's much better than playing all the one days up front so far out from one day internationals. I think that's the thinking behind scattering the one day season a little bit more through the year, just so it is a relevant conversation starter when we come to selecting the one day international team. So I think from that perspective, it's a good thing. You know, it is a bit of a challenge for guys to come in and out of white ball cricket and red ball cricket, but you know, from my perspective, we want to build adaptable cricketers within our team that can swap conditions, can swap formats seamlessly, and they're doing the work in behind the background to be able to make that happen. And I think the season does that the way it is set up at the moment.
Friday, take on Tassie with a new venue, Phil. So good luck, and with a bit of luck, you can go 2-2 to two wins to start the season.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me on the show.
Phil Jakes, the coach of New South Wales, joining us here on SEN as well.